This message is supported by Boehringer Ingelheim, the maker of NexGard Plus, Afoxolaner, Moxidectin, and Pyrantel Chewable Tablets. Next level dog owners will do anything for their pets, especially when it comes to their well-being. And that means giving them next level protection from parasites with NexGard Plus Chews. NexGard Plus Chews provide one and done monthly protection against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. Plus, they're designed to be easy to give in a tasty, beef-flavored soft chew. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventative. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus Chews.
This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Powered by Insperity.
Now from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Will Docker and the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps.
All right, ready to roll on a Saturday morning. Thanks to our friends at Insperity. Visit Insperity.com for powerful HR solutions with exceptional follow-through. You can also get your questions in on X at ESPN 97.5. Open up the phone lines a little bit later on. 713-780-3776 is the number. Charlie, how are we doing this morning?
You know, I'm doing quite well. It's a little fall in the weather, but we're ready for it to come. But it's been awful dry, but golf is really going, and we got some exciting things. And we had the big boy visiting Houston yesterday, which is really an incredible story.
Charlie, world number one, Scotty Scheffler. Yes, he was in Houston supporting an event for the Triumph Over Cancer Foundation, which is just an incredible organization that's raised over $5.8 million for pediatric cancer and research and patient programs. Scheffler was over at MD Anderson yesterday visiting the children, playing a little bit of putt-putt with them. Talking sports. I know MD Anderson, that hospital, that's a place that has a special place in your heart, Charlie.
Oh, yes, sir. I've, like many millions of people, have experienced the battle with cancer and been at MD Anderson and my wife and my daughter, and it's quite a place. It's saving lives every day, and it's really, really great to see the best golfer in the world right now attach and visiting the MD Anderson hospital and bringing attention to the problems that really are important in life, and we're saving lives every day. But without the money, we can't grow the medicine and so on and so forth. So this is a great day, and to me, in MD Anderson's history, is to really get the word out, and Scotty is the man.
Yeah, we got a chance to talk to Scotty yesterday. We'll hear some of that in just a moment. I want to give listeners a bit of a background on this. Dr. Mecklen Reagan is the co-founder of the Triumph Over Kid Cancer Foundation, and her little brother was James Reagan, and he was a friend of Scotty Scheffler. James grew up playing junior golf in Texas on the Great Legends Junior Golf Tour, where I grew up playing, and your Charlie Wiley, your grandson, grew up playing. It's an excellent junior golf tour in Texas, and James went on to have an outstanding Division I career at Rice as a golfer, but devastatingly lost his life to pediatric cancer after a 7.5-year battle in 2014 at just 20 years old. And his older sister, you know, Dr. Mecklen Reagan, has done really just a fabulous job carrying on his legacy in the world of medicine. She graduated Rice University with a degree in biochemistry and played Division I tennis there for the Owls at Rice. She graduated UT Health San Antonio with a degree in medicine in 2019 and is now a surgery resident at Fairfax in Virginia. I watched an old interview with James before he passed away. I took away a lot of things from it. He was a fighter, and he was really a selfless patient who was always checking in on the well-being of other patients and children when he was over at MD Anderson getting treatment. And I asked her if that was the reason she decided to pursue medicine. Charlie, we know so many philanthropists and so many great people that do just some tremendous work. But to actually have the co-founder of the foundation being a doctor, and Dr. Mecklen Reagan, who is actually studying what her little brother passed away from, is really sensational. And we have some audio from Dr. Reagan. Go ahead and play that.
Yeah, I think that was it. More than just James. So I'm currently in my fourth year of general surgery residency at Inova Fairfax Hospital, which is out in Virginia. And I'm applying to pediatric surgery fellowship this year. James was diagnosed when I was 14, about to turn 15, and he had just turned 13. And those are very formative years, I think, in any person's life. And I was truly, truly blessed to get to spend so much time in the hospital with other kids with cancer that were like James, their siblings, so many of the doctors, the nurses, the incredible staff. I mean, how could you not have that experience, or how could you have that experience and not want to do something for them, or even to want to be like them? And we'll see. I've worked pretty hard so far. I'm getting closer, but it's a very long path. So we'll see. But I would say that was really everything. And we just came from the hospital this morning and getting to see some kids with cancer. And it's always incredibly humbling to see these kids going through so much. And it really doesn't really matter what's going on in your life. There's nothing like a really good perspective check or a gut check than seeing a kid with cancer going through something that's way worse than anything you're going through. And still they have a smile on their face and they're trying to swing a golf club at Scotty's head.
Yeah, that was some great stuff there from Dr. Reagan. And she won, you know, scholar awards at Rice and has been honored in Washington, D.C. Charlie, I want to get you back in here. I want to hear a little bit from Scheffler before I get your comment on it. You know, as we talked about, Masters champion Scottie Scheffler was there at MD Anderson. Him and his wife Meredith have supported TOFC for a long time. As I said, James and Scottie played on the Legends Junior Tour together. And here was Scheffler on his early memories, his early personal memories with James Reagan, and how the two ended up to become friends. And you'll hear a little bit more from Dr. Mecklen Reagan there at the end of this clip.
The memory that sticks out the most to me for James was when I went down and played in his club championship, not club championship, his member guest. So my dad and I went down for the weekend and stayed at the Reagan's house and played in his member guest. And I'm sure it was something that was not typical of the club to let a kid play in the member guest. But it was something that we enjoyed a lot, getting to play with a lot of James's friends. And just, I think, the light that he brought to everybody. You know, he always had a smile on his face, was always the big voice in the room, always the kind of the life of the party. And so it was fun to get to come down here and see him really in his element, because, you know, you see him on the golf course, but he's competing and, you know, he had a great time. But at the end of the day, he was, you know, trying to do his best. But when you come and see him in his own environment down here, it was pretty fun.
Scotty didn't just come and play. They actually won. And I'm pretty sure they haven't let any youths from Dallas come back and play.
Yeah, James and I were one and done.
They joke at the club that Scotty's the only Masters champion who's also won the Corpus Christi Country Club member guest.
So, Charlie, the reoccurring theme to me here when I was in this press conference was that it really is amazing. And I'm not saying golf is the only sport that does it, but golf and charity seem to bridge and meet. Obviously, on a week-to-week basis with the PGA Tour, but obviously with the things that Scotty are doing as well.
You know, that's such a great story of Scotty and his family going through what they're going through. And there's so many people doing that. And to go back and have fun and cancer won't win, because the people are working so hard day in and day out to get the right medicines and get the cures, I'm so excited. You know, my wife was diagnosed with breast cancer, with colon cancer. She fought at MD Anderson. Now she's cancer free. I mean, there's so many great stories, and everybody that's doing that, that battle with cancer, just believe that at the end, we're going to win. We're going to beat cancer, and it's going to be with help with guys like Scotty and his family and Dr. Reagan. So it's heartwarming.
Yeah, and you know, he's additionally gone on, and that's great stuff there, Charlie. I mean, the recovery and the fight against cancer that Miss Epps had and that you had many years ago is definitely an inspiration to all of us. Scotty's also formed his own program within the foundation called Scotty's Heroes to provide special golf clubs to young cancer patients. So really, really amazing stuff there from World Number One. It was great to have him in town. We continue as far as the world of golf is concerned. Charlie, I know you've got some golf planned this weekend. You know, this time of the year with the good weather, a lot of students, you know, calling your phone. And do you have a little tournament out there this weekend at Lochinvar, or what do you got going on for us?
Oh, yeah, we got a little member going out at Lochinvar. We're all joining together to enjoy the golf club, but also enjoy each other's company. And we just had a wonderful time yesterday. I can't say I played very well, but it's more about the camaraderie. And we're going to go back again to play the second round today and enjoy golf and being outdoors. But at the bottom line is all the people that are going to participate in today's tournament are really great philanthropists, and they share their money with organizations like Scotty's Hospital. You know, that's really so neat that he's involved with this already in such a early age on the PGA Tour for Scotty Scheffler.
Yeah, and you know, since we're on that subject, you know, I think you know, one quote that we got from him was, you know, right after he came directly from the hospital yesterday to, you know, to hang out with the patients and, you know, and to get that experience at MD Anderson. Here was Scheffler on his hospital visit.
Yeah, to see what they're going through is definitely really humbling. You know, it's definitely something that's hard to see, but they all have, you know, great spirits. And, yeah, I think that was the thing I noticed the most today was just how high their spirits were. You know, obviously, I mean, wouldn't wish what's happened to them on anybody, but, you know, their spirits were high and their families were there supporting them, and the hospital was doing such a great job. You know, I talked to one kid this morning who, at one point last year, he's given a 9% chance to live. I think he said it was a 9% chance he was going to live for 2 months, and MD Anderson started on some new kind of experimental drugs for him, and, you know, he's still alive today and going through his last round of chemo. So, you know, you kind of see both ends of the spectrum where you got people that are really in the midst of their suffering and their battle, and then you see some people on the other end, which is able to, you know, give them hope as well. So it was definitely nice to see today, and hopefully put some smiles on a few of their faces.
And Charlie, really the motivational, you know, aspect, and there's so many of them, but, you know, the original founder, James Reagan, who, you know, we've talked about this morning, and, you know, him and Mecklen originally founded Triumph over Cancer. You know, James was an excellent tennis player growing up and, you know, was a highly ranked junior tennis player and hoped to play Division I tennis. And, you know, during chemotherapy, you know, the doctors had to remove about 40% of James's femur, a little bit of his knee, had to go through a total knee replacement, and then he lost 20% of his tibia. So, Charlie, midway through high school, James had to switch sports from tennis to golf. And, you know, from his sophomore year of high school to his senior year of high school, he qualified for the Texas State Junior. Every year he played varsity golf at Mary Carroll, and ended up, you know, earning, obviously James, very smart individual as well, but ended up earning a scholarship to Rice. And it speaks volumes to, obviously, you know, his ability to compartmentalize but it's even more interesting and inspiring how, you know, he could switch to another sport and in a short amount of time get a scholarship to a great university like Rice.
It's an incredible story, and it's such a great story for those that are in the mix of fighting and battling cancer, and that there is a great hope at the end of the tunnel that the cure is available. And they're doing such great work, and my family can verify that. My wife just had her process with cancer, and then she went through the treatment, and now she's cancer free. So there's hope at the end of the corner, boy. It just got to hang in there.
Excellent start to the show, Charlie. We're going to take a quick break. For those who want to get more involved with kid cancer research, please visit triumphoverkidcancer.org. Check out their Facebook page and Instagram at TOKC1. Let's get on Facebook and Instagram. On the other side, Justin Thomas is eyeing down his 16th PGA Tour win. It's been 2.5 years since Justin Thomas's last victory. He's in a great spot there at Narashiro in Tokyo. JT's had a lot of success in Asia with 5 career PGA Tour wins over there. We'll hear from JT on that. We'll hear from JT on becoming, he's going to become a father for the first time in here in a few months. We also saw Xander Schauffele, world number 2 Xander Schauffele is in the field, Zozo. He made a quadruple bogey 8 on the 9th hole. We're going to hear some reaction from Xander on that and get the golf doctor's take on what the listener at home should do in that situation. This is the Charlie Epps Golf Vibes by Insperity HR that makes a difference. Back after this.
You're listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Powered by Insperity.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Will Doctor and the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps.
Welcome back to Charlie Epps Golf Hour on ESPN 97.5 Houston. And before we get to the golf, before we get to Xander, and before we get to Justin Thomas, we're going to hear from them and their responses after round 3 of the Zozo Championship as the PGA Tour's 5 events into the fall series. Once again, there's 8 events total. So you got about 4 events there before the top 125 is finalized. And, you know, as we've talked about the last couple weeks, anyone who's outside the top 125 after the 8th fall event will lose their PGA Tour card. But Charlie, a couple business owners, a couple listeners, they're feeling like the walls are closing in and that the obstacles to growing their business are a bit overwhelming. I know you have a solution for them.
Well, it's a recommendation to a company that is so strong. In 1986, they founded their company and they've grown it into an incredible, successful HR company that has helped hundreds of small businesses and medium-sized businesses to grow their business with small businesses because of how they treat people, and that's their one of their mottos at Insperity. You know, people are sensitive and they need help and they're looking for help. And that's what Insperity will do. It will analyze a company's portfolio and then recommend and get the right HR people in line, the health care, so on and so forth. But bottom line, if you want to grow your business in 2025, give Insperity a look. Look on their website. Call them in and tell them what you're looking for and what your business is all about. It's see if they can make a deal and help you out. So Insperity is a company that I've seen it grow from the beginning. And it's Paul Cervati and his group, Steve Arisky, they're just champions in their own line of business. So give Insperity a call and tell them that Will and Charlie sent you by.
Once again, that's Insperity.com. Don't let the obstacles, you know, as far as business performance, don't let that keep you from realizing your full potential. Get the relief you need from an HR company and Insperity that puts you and your employees on a path to success. As far as the world of pro golf, really, really a great leaderboard there at Narashiro in Japan. Nico of Acheveria opened 64-65. Nico, you know, he's already a one-time PGA Tour winner. He won the 2023 Puerto Rico Open. Excellent player, went to IMG Academy where I went to high school, took his talents to Arkansas to play collegiate golf, and now he's eyeing down win number 2 at 30 years old after that 5-under 65 in the third round, which included closing with an eagle. Just sensational stuff from Echevarria. We'll get to some audio from him a little bit later on, but really the story, Charlie, is Justin Thomas. You know, it's been 2.5 years since his last win. He's looking down, you know, win number 16 in the eye, and his first win since the 2022 PGA, where he beat Will Zalatoris in a playoff. And he really feels comfortable, you know, in Asia and playing golf there. You know, he won his first two PGA Tour events in Malaysia at the 15 and 16 CIMB Classic, won a couple times at the CJ Cup in South Korea. And now he's eyeing down win number 5 as far as the Asia swing is concerned. Here's JT on his success in this side of the world.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I've had a lot of success in Asia. Don't worry, I've definitely thought about that. So, yeah, I don't know what it is. You know, I've played some good golf and won some tournaments kind of this time of year, and I guess in this part of the world. So, I'm like I said, I'm excited to be back and have an opportunity to hopefully get the, you know, my fifth victory in Asia, and you know, a new place for me.
Charlie, what's the solution there with a player of Justin Thomas's caliber, you know, so elite, one of the best ball strikers we've seen since Tiger? If you were in his corner, how do you get Justin Thomas out of 2.5 year drought?
Well, droughts are going to happen because of different things. We go through life with distractions, and you get off center, and your priorities change. He had a very successful, you know, beginning of his career, and won a lot of money. And so now he's got the nice homes, and he's gotten married and a child. So it's life in general. And it's a lot of, the more you live, the more distractions you're going to have. So he's got to put his priorities in line, and accept the fact that he can't give 110% to golf. He's got to share his time with his wife and his children, and also he's a businessman, and he's taking care of his mom and dad. So you just got to be patient. Nicklaus went through it. Arnold Palmer went through it. So it's nothing that doesn't exist in the game of sport. No matter what game you're playing, sometimes you're going to have bad streaks, and you just got to be patient. That's the big word in life. Be patient, and then it'll turn around like it's turned around for Justin.
Yeah, we've seen him get into some other lines of business as far as the world of golf is concerned. Justin Thomas designed Panther Run there in Florida alongside Jack Nicklaus. Obviously exciting projects there. He's got his own clothing line with Grayson. You know, over the last 2.5 years, I think early in 2023, he was really struggling, had a tough year with the putter last year. But, you know, we saw towards the back end of the season, you know, 14th at the Tour Championship. You know, he really played well in the signature events. You know, didn't do much in the majors, didn't do much in the regular season, but he finished 6th at Pebble Beach and 5th at the RBC Heritage, 5th at the Travelers. You can sense some good golf coming Justin Thomas's way, and we know that's going to happen in no time, and it could be this Sunday. He's going to have a lot of competitors at his tail. Ricky Fowler is back up there. We're going to get to Fowler a little bit later on. But here was JT, you know, this is a big kind of breaking news story in JT's life. Obviously, he announced earlier this week that him and his wife would welcome their first child here in a few months. Here was JT's reaction on fatherhood.
Any golf shot or situation I am in this week, and it's not going to be anything close to as hard as it's going to be in a month or so when our little one comes. But yeah, I mean, we were very fortunate with the timing of being able to come, for me being able to come here. I think reality will probably set in when I'm flying home and then when I get home, because it'll be getting in crunch time. And, you know, I know my wife's going to be an unbelievable mom, and I'm excited for the opportunity to, you know, raise a little girl. And it's going to be great. But this week I'm focused on business and trying to win a golf tournament, and then it's time to go home and get ready to be a dad.
Charlie, as a playing PGA pro, you played a lot of golf, you know, even as a head pro at Houston Country Club and Champions and all the other great spots you were at, you maintained a sharp game. How does the fatherhood, you know, come and play there?
Well, when my daughters were born, the first thing I did is I took them from the hospital to the golf course because I wanted to get them used to you know, where they're going to spend some time, and hopefully they'll like it. And as luck would have it, both daughters went on to play collegiate golf, high school golf. Now they have a son that's my oldest daughter, Nona, has a son playing at TCU. So golf has been good to the Epps family, and I can't wait to see my grandkids mature as adults, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah, no doubt. Well said there. We've seen a couple, you know, obviously great players, top players who are at the top of the world of golf, John Rahm, Scottie Scheffler become parents, and you know, we talked about the Triumph Over Kid Cancer Foundation that Scottie Scheffler was in town for yesterday, and someone asked Scottie a question as far as, you know, becoming a father and then seeing those patients and how you relate to that as a father, and obviously he couldn't relate to it. Obviously his baby Bennett is luckily very healthy and that's incredible. But yeah, it touched Scottie, you know, that as far as seeing those children at MD Anderson and being a father, he said it hits him a lot different now that he's a father. But JT, Justin Thomas, in great shape going into the weekend at the Zozo. Another interesting story, you know, world number two, Xander Schauffele, who's had a sensational year, won the PGA, won the Open. He's tied 39th. He shot in 65, 68 in the second and third round, but opened with a 73, Charlie, and that was by way of the quadruple bogey he made there on the ninth at Narashino. Did you happen to get a chance to see that rerun?
Yes, I did, and it was one of those stages that you get you kind of go brain dead and you make a decision that is going to produce bad results, and he had no business. I don't know where his caddy was to allow him to try to hit that shot and make quadruple. But it happens. It happens to the best of them, and he's closing. He had, you know, he really wanted to win the tournament for his grandparents that live, you know, with him, and they're in their country. So it's you just got to laugh at it.
Yeah,
you know, that's just a poor decision.
Yeah, absolutely. On the other side, we're going to get to Xander's response on that, and Charlie, I want you to give the listener a little tip at home about how they should, you know, react to that kind of situation. Obviously, you know, the weekend golfer sees the professional golfers try to take on these kind of plays and think they should implement that in their game. So a little teaching coming on the other side. We'll hear a lot of audio from Xander and then get to some Justin Thomas and Nico Vacheverri audio in the fourth segment as we close up. This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour presented by Insperity, HR that makes a difference. Back after this.
The Charlie Epps Golf Hour, powered by Insperity, continues
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
For the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Will Doctor and Charlie Epps.
Hi, welcome back. Charlie Epps Golf Hour, powered by Insperity, HR that makes a difference. As we talked about last segment, you know, Nico Vacheverri, a one-time PGA Tour winner, leads by two at the Zozo Championship at 17 under, but really a class group of chasers there at the Zozo. Justin Thomas is two back at 15 under. Max Gracerman is three back at 14 under. He gave it a close run at Sedgefield earlier this year at the Wyndham. And then you have Ricky Fowler in a tie for fourth at 11 under. And guess who else is up there, Charlie? Your guy, Jonathan Vegas, in a tied for eighth at nine under, you know, eight back heading into the final round, but obviously came back from a shoulder surgery earlier this year and won at the 3M. Great to see him back in the mix at these PGA Tour events.
Yes, it's unfortunate. Jonathan suffered a shoulder injury and he's been very patient in his rehabilitation of that injury that he had he's got great doctors here in Houston that is rehabilitating him and being very patient, and I'm proud of Jonathan and he's in a position that, you know, he's going to have a place to play next year, and And he's a winner, and he's going to come back and win. So it's a great comeback story.
I can't wait to see him, you know, at the signature events in 2025, and I can't wait to see him at the majors. We'll see what happens in that final round of the Zozo. You also have the Genesis Championship going on the DP World Tour over in South Korea. That's the last regular season event for the European Tour before they get to their two-tournament playoff swing in Dubai. And great leaderboard there. Tom Kim and Byung-Hun Ahn, two PGA Tour staples. They're tied for the lead going into the final round. They're at the Jack Nicklaus course in South Korea, both at 12-under. Tom Kim is obviously, you know, won three times already at just 22 years old on the PGA Tour and has really made his mark in President's Cups. He's kind of taken on the Ian Poulter of the Team International type aura there with the way he goes about those President's Cups and gets underneath people's skin. Charlie, the Jack Nicklaus course in South Korea, I mean, Jack built courses all over the world, and you were right there with him for a large period of time there.
Yes, I did, I've played so many of his golf courses, and just like his game, his eye for building and constructing golf courses is really unique. I love all of Jack Nicklaus's. You don't have to be a champion to play him. You can enjoy him. Amateurs can have a good time. Women can play him, so it's fun to see how many golf courses he's made. And after, you know, now he's 84, and he's enjoying watching the champions play his golf courses, and that gives him a great amount of satisfaction.
Charlie, when you look at the new golf course, the modern golf course, compared to, you know, the golden era of architecture with Ross and Tillinghouse and all of those legends. You know, when you talk about the next generation of course designers, we talked about Justin Thomas teaming up with Jack Nicklaus and building some golf courses. You know, we've got a new golf course in Frisco and PGA Frisco. How do you look at these modern design golf courses? What's your thoughts on them?
Well, I think they're great. I mean, they've had the luxury of having equipment that can make the golf courses the way the designer wants them, and that makes them playable for the amateur and for the professional alike. The types of grasses that we have now, of course, you're designing a golf course with grass, and the type of grasses don't need as much water. And then the manufacturers that build the lawnmowers and the way they can manicure a golf course, it's just all great for the game. I mean, it's just like watching football or tennis, all the fields of play, whether it be a football field or a tennis court, they all have modern day conveniences, you might say. And the new grasses are great, but the architects really have an incredible ability to get on a tractor and reshape the green area to where they can have a green surface of, you know, 7,000-8,000 square feet if you want, and you can make putts. It's just a great game at this stage of my life. I started when I was 6 years old, and I'm pushing my 80th birthday, and so I've seen it all.
Yeah, no, and well said there. I mean, the advancements in agronomy. I mean, Charlie, a couple weeks ago in Utah at the Black Desert Championship, you know, that course, Black Desert, has unmanned mowers. You know, they look like something out of the Elon Musk SpaceX facility. And obviously, I don't like that for the superintendent business and, you know, taking jobs away from the course staff. But really amazing how they've used technology and AI to build these course mowers that are unmanned. You know, they just sense where they need to mow and they get the job done. And that's some pretty impressive stuff. Getting back on the world of professional golf, a couple things to take away from the Zozo. We mentioned Xander's quadruple bogey 8 he made on the ninth hole at Narashino in the first round there on Thursday. I want to ask Charlie, you know, what, how does the recreational golfer handle that situation differently than the tournament golfer? But here was Xander on some of that false confidence he had over that shot on the ninth hole in round one of the Zozo.
Nine was just a really, it was an incredible spot. You know, I wanted to take a photo of it almost, how bad it was. And for me to think I can do anything, definitely got me in a hole there. I should have just taken it unplayable, but I was an idiot and tried to hit it. And then I was stubborn and then tried to hit it again. And then finally I took it unplayable. I was going to hit it a third time too, just because. You know, I think having false confidence helps at times. And in those spots, it really doesn't.
Charlie, how do you interpret that? How should the golfer at home interpret that if they are stymied behind a tree off the tee?
Well, we're all you know, fallible. We're human beings, and we're going to hit bad shots, and sometimes bad shots land in areas that you should take the rules for as an aid, take your unplayable lie, take a penalty shot, and go about it. But El Macho, you know, no, I can do this, and he mentioned one good word, idiot. You know, he was an idiot, and so you gotta, you know, weigh the situations and be, you know, be conservative in your recovery strategy. And he was not conservative. He wanted to make this super shot, and it ended up costing four. So it's a life-changing event. He'll remember this for the rest of his life.
I think it's even more impressive, Charlie, how he turns around and shoots 65, 68 the next 2 days. Obviously tied for 39th, not going to have a chance to win this golf tournament, but it's incredible mentalization, and you can just learn so much from Xander. I really enjoyed hearing world number two talk about his trust in his swing coach, Chris Como. Here was the audio from that earlier this week.
He's been tremendous. I've known Chris for maybe 10 years now, but I've only been, you know, working with Chris for pushing probably just under a year, close to it, call a year now. And I trust him a lot. I have put a lot of sort of faith in what he's telling me, just believing everything he's telling me and trusting everything he's telling me. And it's a scary thing, obviously. I've had pretty much the same coach my whole life, and to get advice from someone new and sort of to put your whole, I guess, all of my tournament trust and feels and everything that goes into sort of competing at a high level, you know, into his corner was a really big deal for myself and my team. So, you know, Chris is an awesome individual, and definitely very happy that he's part of my team.
Charlie, what can the listener at home take away from the importance of finding the right coach and the commitment that Xander puts into Chris Como?
Well, you can, you know, relate. Everybody can relate to their high school experiences, and the best teachers really help them the best through that area of learning. And they realize that now when you go to college, you have a chance to improve your IQ, you might say, and you pick the best teachers and professors with the best reputation. And then do the same thing with golf. Our surgeons, when you go to a hospital and you have to have an operation, you always study and see who's got the best reputation, and you learn from the best, and you have a brighter life that way. So just do your research and pick out reputations of golf professionals that are teachers that can really help you improve your pastime, you might say.
Well said. Business owners should do the same thing as far as their HR performance. That's our friends at Insperity. They can visit Insperity.com for the best HR performance in the United States. We've got to take a quick break. On the other side, we'll talk about reflecting on Tiger's last win back at the 2019 Zozo Championship, which was part of the 2020 season that came after his last major win at the Masters. We'll talk about Tiger. We'll talk about the TGL League. There was some announcements made there. We'll get the golf doctor's take on that. We'll hear from Justin Thomas a little bit more on him and his 2.5 year win drought and his mindset going into the final round. And we'll also get some audio from Zozo Championship leader Nico Avacheveria on his mindset going into the final round. He's a one-time PGA Tour winner. This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour presented by Insperity. Back after this.
The Charlie Epps Golf Hour, powered by Insperity, continues
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
For the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Will Doctor and Charlie Epps.
All right, before we get back to the pro golf, a quick word from my friends at the Spirit International Amateur Golf Championship at Whispering Pines. We're just under 18 days from this incredible amateur golf tournament. That'll take place November 12th through the 16th at Whispering Pines. If you'd like to support the tournament, come out and watch. Visit www.thespiritgolf.org and follow us on social media at The Spirit Golf. And in case you're just finding out about this tournament or you're just joining the show, it will be the 11th edition of a championship that has seen the likes of Scotty Scheffler, Jordan Spieth, Rose Zhang, Brooke Henderson, Victor Hovland, and other great champions compete at Whispering Pines. We've had alumni that have gone on to win, you know, 27 major championships and over 675 titles on the PGA Tour and LPGA Tour. And we once again welcome just an incredible field to this tournament there in November at Whispering Pines. And you know, it's not only the best amateur golf tournament in the world because of the Olympic format and because of the amazing field and because it's played at the number one golf course in Texas in Whispering Pines, but also because the SGA partners and gives back to the Immunization Partnership, Medical Bridges, and the Baylor College of Medicine Teen Health Clinic. So, you know, we're not only making a global impact through our charitable partners, but you know, this tournament also makes a strong impact on the Houston community and the local community there in Trinity, Texas, where Whispering Pines is located. We not only partner with Trinity High School students who will volunteer their time as standard bearers and hospitality workers at Camp Olympia, but also with local restaurants in Trinity who will help feed the hundreds of people during the Week of the Spirit. So it's really amazing to see the community get behind this tournament as we help the next generation of golfers become global household names. And Charlie, you were the Team USA captain back in 2001. Nathan Smith is going to captain Team USA this year. He is a four-time mid-amateur champion. He's played in the Masters a couple times. But, you know, you were a captain. You're now a name on the SGA board. You've been with this tournament since the beginning, Charlie.
Well, it's just been a marvelous work of art by two young men that graduated from the University of Texas that were athletes, and then they took their wealth and they turned it into something that promotes golf worldwide every 2 years. It's just if the people have a chance to come out and witness this, it's really incredible. The golf course is the best one in Texas, but the Texas Golf Association, they support it by the rules that they manage for the championship. But Corby Robertson and his team, including yourself, really put on a show, and I encourage everybody that if they have a chance, come down, go and watch it, and you'll really enjoy great competition at a wonderful facility. And it promotes golf for money for charity, so it's a win-win situation.
Yep, and for more info on that, you can visit www.thespiritgolf.org. Follow the SGA on social media at The Spirit Golf. We continue as far as the world of golf is concerned. You know, there's been a lot of reflection this week on Tiger Woods at the Zozo Championship. We haven't talked about Tiger in a while, but looking back, Tiger, you know, his last PGA Tour win number 82, came at the 2019 Zozo Championship, and world number two Xander Schauffele reflected on watching Tiger that year at the 19 Zozo.
One, he made history by winning, obviously, but what I remember, honestly, I sat on the first tee with JT and Rory, and I couldn't believe how many people were just on the property, you know, and Tiger has, you know, obviously there's some very big names here that pull a really big crowd, but Tiger seems to always move the needle the most, and it felt special just for how it felt like a major almost just from the amount of people. Like, there was 10 rows deep on the first hole, and it was insane. So him winning was obviously really special, but he definitely brought a different feel in 2019 to the tournament on top of, you know, his history that he made.
So Charlie, Tiger, a lot going on right now between the world of world of professional golf, with his involvement with the PGA Tour and TGL. For listeners who are unaware, are we going to see Tiger on the golf course again at a competitive level?
I would. You never doubt Tiger. Tiger has always surprised everybody with his resilience, the way he could come back. But this latest bout with his foot, I don't think he's going to play the senior tour. His father always said that he's going to do something more than just golf. So he can use his persona and get involved and run. He's got a great foundation that does so much for so many kids. He'll use his wealth to be a philanthropist now instead of golfer. So I doubt we'll see him around, but I don't know in what capacity.
Yeah, it's interesting. The CFO of the TGL League, you know, it's a new golf league that's partnered with the PGA Tour, and they've announced their schedule. And Tiger and Rory are spearheading this. But it's the teams, you know, there's six TGL teams representing six different cities that will go head to head in a season long competition at the SoFi Center, which is a first of its kind venue built specifically for TGL on the campus of Palm Beach State College. And really, Charlie, I'm amazed. I mean, we saw a new golf league come into the fold in LIV Golf about 3 years ago now, and their battle is still getting, you know, LIV Golf on a reputable network. You know, it's on the CW network, which no one watches, and you know, they, you know, it's basically there's no pregame or postgame show. It's, you know, Nancy Drew pregaming the LIV Golf coverage, and it's really somewhat of a disaster. And I think even if they did have a big network to put their product, you might see a little bit more success. But I'm amazed, Charlie, that Tiger's come in with this new league, and these matches are going to be shown every Tuesday on primetime television on ESPN and ESPN Plus, with every shot live and all the players mic'd up. It's going to be a new level of interaction between the player and the viewer at home. What do you think about this? You know, I know we're yet to see what the first of its kind venue looks like, but indoor golf, Charlie, I mean, it's taken on a new wave.
You know, I've learned through life's decisions that sometimes don't make decisions before you give the product a chance. And we got to give this product a chance of what Tiger's doing and kind of reinventing the wheel, if you might say. So as long as Tiger's around, he's going to draw attention. He's a creative human being, and we'll just wait and see.
Yeah, no, I'm excited. Once again, January 2025, you know, every Tuesday evening you're going to see these matches. You know, a lot of great teams representing some great cities. You know, you've got the Atlanta Drive GC with Patrick Cantlay and Justin Thomas and Billy Horschel. Tiger's playing on the Jupiter Lynx team alongside Tom Kim, Max Homa, and Kevin Kisner. You've got a New York golf club and Matt Fitzpatrick, Ricky Fowler, Xander Schauffele, and Cameron Young. I love the fact that these teams are connected to a geographic location to get some type of fan base behind it. So we'll see the rollout there for TGL in January. Let's get to a couple picks for the Zozo Championship. Obviously, Justin Thomas is the big favorite rolling into round four, which is going to be shown overnight on Golf Channel. Here's JT on coming out of that 2.5 year winless drought.
I mean, it's obviously tough. It's hard to win at any stage. It doesn't matter who you are. I just think you can kind of it can, if you're fortunate enough to, you know, have a couple hot streaks in your career or whatever it may be, it can not only seem or look easier to yourself, but everybody else as well. And, I mean, at the end of the day, it has been a while, but I've still won a pretty good amount of golf tournaments. I know how to win. It's just a matter of executing and doing it. And that's just really been the biggest difference. Is it's just, there's a reason there's only one every week. You have to do a lot of things really well, and you have to beat a lot of really good players. And, you know, I have a lot of faith in myself and my game, but I can't control what the other guys do. So I just got to play the best I can and believe that it's, you know, that it'll be good enough.
So JT, two back heading into the final round. He's going to be chasing one-time PGA Tour winner Nico Avacheverria. And Avacheverria has been playing some great golf as of late. It really hasn't shown up on the scorecard, but he made 12 birdies last week in the first two rounds in Las Vegas at the Shriners. Ended up missing the cut. So really, it's about big number avoidance for Nico. Here he was after round three and going into round four with the lead.
No, I've been playing well. I just haven't had that many good results. I played well in Utah, finished I think 11th or 12th, maybe, yeah. And last week, how I said, I made 12 birdies and missed the cut. So that's a good sign that if you're making that many birdies, it's because things are going the right direction, and it seems like it's clicking this week. Obviously, this is a better field than the one in Puerto Rico. There's better players out here, but a win is a win, and I'm going to rely on that and keep doing what I'm doing, trying to have fun and see where we go.
Nico Avacheverria, the Colombian, Justin Thomas, the veteran American. Charlie, who would be your pick going into the final round there at the Zozo?
Well, I've learned all my picks lose. But I would hope Echevarria would win. You know, nice young man. He's making a lot of birdies, and he's showing he's trending in the right direction.
I like it too, Charlie. I mean, I think Justin Thomas is going to make a comeback here and pick up win number five in Asia. Obviously, he loves this neck of the woods, loves this golf course in Narashino. He talked before the week how, you know, the fairways have been narrowed at Narashino, and his driver's obviously a big tool, and he likes the soft greens there at Narashino. We know Justin Thomas has been struggling with his putting a lot here over the last year. We'll see if he can turn it around heading into the final round. Once again, Justin Thomas, a plus 135 favorite over Nico Avacheverria to win the Zozo Championship. That'll do it here on Saturday morning for the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, presented by Insperity. Charlie, great work today. Thank you, Abigail, behind the ones and twos. John Belmer, shout out John Belmer. I see you in there. We'll talk to you next Saturday here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, presented by Insperity.
Open the door to huge savings now at Menards. Enhance the appearance of your home with a new stylish garage door. Choose from our large in-stock selection of ideal garage doors, or design your own using our free garage door designer in-store or on Menards.com. Save big on ideal garage doors. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
My fact this week is that Andy Warhol would regularly have his wig cut by a barber and then return the following month wearing a new, longer wig.
Hello, we are No Such Thing as a Fish. We are a British podcast all about facts and trivia and everything interesting in the whole wide world.
We cover everything from pufferfish rectums to the moon to mangrove forest. What else do we do, James?
Oh, well, what about the fact that in 1936, a robot in California shot its inventor in the head?
There you go. If you're intrigued to hear more, peppered with some bad puns and some crude jokes, then check us out. We are No Such Thing as a Fish.